Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? We had a Joyful Manifestation show last week, and this week we have the Good Fortune Show. Both are sister shows, as you may already know, and they're connected to each other in a way that the Joyful Manifestation show is a little bit more about processes and how to do it, and the Good Fortune show is basically designed to bring you good fortune directly. So basically, listening to the show itself is supposed to bring you into good vibrations directly. And the Joyful Manifestation show also does bring you into good vibrations directly, but it also focuses on some methods. I would call it the technicality of good fortune, the technicality of joy. It shows you how to manifest. Well, the Good Fortune Show is here today, and we are here to bring you directly into good fortune. So just tuning into it is going to help. Now, when we say tuning, we mean just like when you turn the dials on radio and you get the station that you want to listen to. So that's called tuning. And you tune it till you get the actual sound in a very clear way, received just the way you want it. Though I'm not guaranteeing the sound today because I am actually in a place where it's quite rural and a lot of trees around, a lot of trees. So I'm basically outside. And I'm hoping to bring to you this feeling of being free and amongst vast fields of great, great greenery. I've got gorgeous, gorgeous greenery all around. And it's a very, very empowering thing to be out in the open, fresh, fresh fields of green. There are sugarcane fields, there are coconut trees, there are mango trees. There's just some amazing things going on over here. In fact, where I am right now, they have these vast sugarcane fields, vast, vast fields. And they also have a sugar factory here that produces sugar. So basically, from the fields, the sugarcane is taken across the road and into the factory where they produce different types of sugar, actually. And so it's amazing to you be, you know, to be driving and then suddenly see these huge carts of sugarcane just crossing the road, going from the fields into the factory where they produced production takes place, sugar production takes place. Of course, this is not where I live, but I visit this place sometimes just to be out in the open and to be out in the fields. And so, hoping that if you hear some sounds, you're going to forgive me and you're going to forgive all the sugarcane and trees and everything else around you. So, what is good fortune? Good fortune is where you feel lucky. You feel lucky to be existing in this particular time and space. You feel lucky to be in your country. Your country, wherever you are, you feel lucky to be there. And you go, wow, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I am so appreciative of the fact that I live in this place and this country is amazing, amazing. Good luck is when you're happy to be in your home. Your home is amazing and you're happy to be in it. Good luck is when you're happy to be with the people that you're with. Good luck is when you're happy to be doing the activities that you're doing. I am so lucky to be doing this, or I am so lucky to be doing that. And then what you do is you bring that good fortune into your current reality and you feel appreciative. Some people may differentiate between appreciation and gratefulness. I particularly don't, because I think gratefulness is a form of appreciation where it probably, it's hard to describe what being grateful is, But if somebody is not able to vibe with grateful, you can definitely vibe with being appreciative. And appreciative, I think gratefulness kind of comes from within you, right? Your heart area. You feel grateful and you're so wanting to express your gratitude. Appreciation can also come from the sensory perception of everything, where your sensory organs and your sensory mechanisms are actually viewing things and appreciating, enjoying it. And you can go to a party and you can enjoy the party. You can enjoy the people there. You can enjoy the cake if it's a birthday party. You can enjoy so many things. You can go to a bar. You can enjoy a drink. You can go to a club. You can enjoy the dancing there. There are so many things that you can enjoy. And then your eyes and your ears and whatever it is that you're eating, your tongue, your nose is automatically appreciative of the fantastic material luxuries and comforts that you're enjoying. So somebody may not be completely grateful, but they could be appreciative, and it's just as it's okay, it's fine, it's great to be appreciative and to be in that space of appreciation where your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, it's taking in everything around you. And so then there's a direct enjoyment of your surroundings and whatever it is that you're participating in, and that's appreciation too. And it's completely okay to be in that perception of eye, the visual, and all of these perceptions is fine. Now, those who are appreciative and grateful, either or appreciative and or grateful, are able to actually connect to their good luck and be absolutely happy that, oh my God, I am so lucky to be viewing this. I am so lucky to be viewing this. And if you want to make it an affirmation, then you can say, I am so lucky to be viewing and enjoying all of the abundance around me. I am so lucky to be viewing and enjoying all of the abundance around me. Now, think of the people who, and actually don't think about it because this is a good fortune show, but just as an opposite, right? Just as an opposite, if fictitious Jane is not living in a place where it's safe, where it's beautiful, where it's luxurious, where there are fantastic green trees around her. Then what happens is then she's not in a place where she can say, oh my God, my good fortune is working for me. There are war zones, correct? And so imagine somebody, and don't really imagine it, but just for the sake of saying, imagine somebody in that place and they're going to be feeling lucky, maybe not. So then when you've tuned into your surroundings and oh my God, look at what's around me. Look at it. I am in this fantastic place and I have to have good fortune to be here. Now, for those people who are not in those places, think of something that is dear to you and think of something that you already have and try to tune into that. And for those people who want to change places, immigration, migrate, go to another place. Then start to appreciate the vision of where you want to go, where you want to be. And so then you can start to call in good fortune. And at least you're in the place where you're able to think that, oh my God, how wonderful if I would be here. Think of a place or there, think of a place. And then you can go into appreciation and you can feel grateful for coming opportunities. So basically, now you're looking into the future. And you're looking into where you can be and how wonderful it would be to be there. So then you have your good fortune working for you all over again. And then you start to count your blessings, what you have versus what you don't have. And then you're going into good fortune energy, and good fortune energy is where all the gods are. I mean it. If you're thinking of the god of rain, maybe Thor, if you're thinking of the god of sun, the god of moon, this, that, then you're thinking of good fortune because all of these gods reside in good fortune because these gods are busy providing. They are providing versus when you're not in a place of good fortune, then there are some, I think, and I've heard about it and I've read about it, there are some, I don't know what to call them, energies maybe, that are actually handling areas of lack. And they actually send lack. And this is what I've read, this is what I've heard, correct? And they are in charge of lack. And they're in charge of the opposite of abundance. They're in charge of the opposite of good fortune. And they're really busy providing negative energy to people. It's their job, literally. Some people can call them forces, and some people can call them energies, some people call them, demons and all that stuff. But the opposite of good fortune, where the gods live and the gods provide good fortune and the gods deal in good fortune, the opposite is lack. And so when somebody is constantly tuning into lower energies, then they're busy calling to them the providers of lack, those who are experts in providing lack, vis-a-vis those who are experts in providing abundance and prosperity. So think of who you're calling. Who are you calling to you? Who are you thinking of? The gods of fortune are the opposite of that. And what are you engaging in? What are your eyes looking at? Are you looking at lack or are you looking at abundance? Are you looking at scenes of lack or are you looking at scenes of abundance? And then think about, oh my God, am I calling good fortune right now? In the second, and then you kind of snap your fingers. Am I calling good fortune right now? Now. What am I observing? What am I thinking about? Which energy, which provider of that energy am I calling to myself? So then I would say, if you do understand in any particular second, this is what I'm calling to me, OMG, big explanation, capital letters, OMG, with a lot of exclamation points next to it. This is what I'm calling to me. Well, you're listening to the Good Fortune Show right now, and you can navigate, you can call your attention back to prosperity and abundance, happiness and love, positive expectations, positive feelings, joy, joy. And then you can call your attention to that. And then that way, now you're in the territory of good fortune gods and good fortune angels who are busy providing good stuff. So think about how there are so many retailers, providers, shops in the world, right? We don't want to go to a shop where we're going to be getting really bad stuff, very bad products. We don't go there, right? We don't go to restaurants where the food is bad. We don't stay at hotels where the accommodation is bad. We don't indulge in these things. We don't go around wearing bad clothes and the bad hair day when that happens, we put a cap on it, right? We just put a cap on it and then like pretend our hair is great. And I think they have these shampoos, right? The dry shampoos. You can quickly put some in your hair. I'm not trying to say is this chemical, not chemical. We're not going into that. But we're just saying that we take care of making sure that we're always using good stuff and we're always eating good food and we're enjoying good things. Then why not look at what you're observing? Are you observing lack? Or are you observing good fortune? And then, depending on that, the providers of lack will gather around this person, fictitious Jane, who's so busy looking at lack and thinking, oh my God, there's nothing over here. And what a bad place. And, then feeling the emotions of that. And then the providers of lack gather around her. And, oh, she seems to like lack. Let's give her more. Let's give her more. And then they call it misfortune. Correct? But there are energies that are providing this misfortune. and people are busy calling on them. But then when you're thinking of good things and good surroundings, hope, joy, positive expectations, living in these vibrations, living in the upper level of the emotional guidance scale. And I'm sure people who've read Abraham books, The Secret, the movie, the book, they know about the emotional guidance scale and the lower level emotions, and living in those lower level emotions of despondency and lack, and some people call it sadness, all of these lack of hope. So all of these are lower level emotions, and there are providers of lack, and nobody wants to call them. So try to live on the higher level of the emotional guidance scale, where there are great emotions going on over there. And so then people can navigate and people can go to that good place. And the Good Fortune Show attracts all the divine angels and beings that provide good fortune. And so you can always ask for more, even while you're listening to the show. You can subscribe to the show. I think it's a very nominal subscription fee. And you can go and subscribe to the show. Be part of the good fortune and see how it works for you. See how it works for you. I also want to say that, you know how there are people who are so busy spreading bad news around the world? Well, I'm sure they work with the providers of lack, correct? And they're so busy being their instruments of providing lack and misfortune to people. Well, why not be an instrument of providing good fortune? And, you know, if you want to discuss good fortune things on your social media, make your social media a place where you're talking about good things happening to people. Putting out pictures of great trees, great sceneries, the abundance that God has provided for us in the world. And so you're being instruments of good fortune, correct? And so you want to be in the good fortune energy. That's where you really want to live. And then some people might say, oh, that's so unreal. That is so unreal to expect somebody to be in the higher vibrations all the time. Well, when somebody chooses their home, that time they're not saying, oh, it is unreal. It is unreal for me to have a good home. Or it is unreal for me to have so many bedrooms. They're not saying that, right? They kind of live in that place. They choose that house and they know that they're going to be living there for the next few years. And it's not unreal. It's not that they're going from that really nice house and they're going to a really bad house. And then they go to the nice house and then they go to the bad house. And they don't keep shifting their home all the time from good to bad to good to bad. So then why not be permanently residing in good vibrations? Why not permanently reside where prosperity resides? Why not permanently be in these higher vibrations? And why not sign on? And why not be an instrument of this good fortune in as much as share these good pieces of news to people? Make somebody's day. Make someone want to see your social media page. Make someone want to watch what you are putting out there in terms of great images and great sceneries and giving people some kind of a visual happiness and mental happiness, right? So then a lot of these news people who are so busy spreading lack around the world, well, they can go out of business, or they might be basically, what can I say, their importance to people would go down. And people would want to tune into more good fortune things. And if you think of consequences and karma, then action and consequences, basically saying that, oh my God, consequences of being in good vibrations is great. It attracts joyful events. There is joyful manifestation happening. Those are the consequences of being in good vibrations. And the consequences of being in the opposite are not so great. Certainly not. Now, you know, we are somewhere where we can take a break, I think, a couple of minutes, listen to some music, And then don't go away. Do come back and join us for the next segment on The Good Fortune Show. Thank you. Sugandhi, are you for the Good Fortune Show? Hope you were enjoying the music. Well, the music is basically just a filler. So we're back into the Good Fortune Show. And what is Good Fortune all about? Good Fortune is all about being happy. It's all about being in joy. It's all about wanting to be in the vibrations where there are providers of this joy constantly being attracted to us. That is good fortune. And you want to be in that more and more. The Good Fortune Show has been designed to bring in amazing feelings of joy. So when you're thinking of joy, you're thinking of, I am so happy. And we can go into some affirmations now, some good fortune affirmations. See how they feel to you as you're listening to them. Feel the vibrations of these statements. And if you're not able to agree with any particular statement, that's fine. You can definitely move on to the next statement. I'm going to repeat each affirmation two times so that if you missed the first time completely, you can understand it the second time. So, everybody who's listening to the show, please just relax. Take a few deep breaths, relax. For those who want to close their eyes, they can close their eyes and listen, or you can do it however you want to. So we're taking a couple more breaths. And then we're saying to ourselves, I feel so happy. I feel so happy right now. I feel so happy. I feel so happy right now. I feel blessed. I feel blessed. I feel blessed to have the life that I have. I feel blessed to have the life that I have. I feel blessed to be surrounded by these beautiful trees. I feel blessed to be surrounded by these beautiful trees. I feel blessed to be surrounded by these lakes and ponds. I feel blessed to be surrounded by these lakes and ponds. I feel blessed to be on the beach. I feel blessed to be on the beach. I feel blessed to have the money that I have. I feel blessed to have the money that I have. I feel blessed to be able to purchase what I want and need. I feel blessed to be able to purchase what I want and need. I feel blessed to see all these birds in the sky. I feel blessed to see all these birds in the sky. I feel blessed to meet the people that I meet every day. I feel blessed to meet the people that I meet every day. I feel blessed to have these wonderful angels around me. I feel blessed to have these wonderful angels around me. I feel blessed to have God in my life. I feel blessed to have God in my life. I feel blessed to have the universe provide for me. I feel blessed to have the universe provide for me. I am grateful for all that I have. I am grateful for all that I have. I appreciate life every day. I appreciate life every day. I enjoy everything that I do. I enjoy everything that I do. I love my job. I love my job. I love my family. I love my family. I am so grateful to be having the family that I have. I am so grateful to be having the family that I have. I am so happy to live in this country. I am so happy to live in this country. I'm so happy that this country provides for me. I'm so happy that this country provides for me. I am so happy that the country that I live in has such amazing scenes and sceneries around. I'm so happy that the country that I live in has these amazing sceneries all around. I'm so happy to be looking at these mountains and rivers. I am so happy to be looking at these mountains and rivers. I'm so happy to be enjoying the splendor of the place that I live in. I'm so happy to be enjoying the splendor of the place that I live in. I am so happy to choose, consciously choose, the scenes that I observe. I am so happy to consciously choose the scenes that I observe. I am so happy to consciously and be mindfully aware of everything that I eat. I am so happy to be mindfully aware of everything that I eat. I am so lucky to have this good fortune in my life. I am so lucky to have this good fortune in my life. And then you can relax and open your eyes. Do you feel as if you could connect to any one of those statements? They were pretty basic statements. They were not too complicated. I did not go into vast wealth. I did not go into vast tourism, but more into whatever is already available around us. and enabling you to know that you can tune into whatever is already available around you and feel grateful for it and be happy and appreciative about it. Just the simple joys of life, the meals that we eat, the people that we eat with, the people that we enjoy, the scenes that we look at, the mountains, the valleys, the oceans, the ponds, the rivers. You're not even going, like I said, into immense luxury right now. You're just going into very, very simple things and being appreciative of it and calling the providers of all of this abundance to us. Just imagine a place where there are beautiful hills, gorgeous trees, ponds, rivers, lakes, seas, beaches. And think that somebody put some thinking and effort into designing all of that. And I'm talking of raw nature. I'm not talking of a carefully landscaped garden. I'm talking of raw nature. And have you noticed how perfect nature is? When you see vast forests and rivers and lakes, and would you think that there's a designer, somebody who designed this and said, okay, these trees need to be here, these mountains need to be here, this lake over here. And then when you look at it, it just looks picture perfect. Have you ever noticed it and wondered if there is somebody designing all of this? And they are providers of abundance. Why do we think that all of this is just an accident, you know, like a strange coincidence? Oh my God, all of this perfect beauty. How can it just be coincidence? Somebody has put thought into that. I'm sure there are designers. I'm sure there are designers of nature. And all of these providers of abundance are around you. And if you happen to be living in these places where all of this exists, then call upon them. They are providers of good fortune, and ask them to help you, or ask them for this and ask them for that, and that's perfectly fine. They want to help you, they want to serve, they want to be with you, they want to serve, is what I can say again and again. They want you to enjoy your life, and so it's great to call upon them. Now, let's talk about love. Let's talk about love, and how does good fortune help love? Some people are lucky in love, and I'm sure you've heard of it, right? Look at that person. She's so lucky in love. She always gets her soulmate. She has men running after her. Everybody wants her. And her love story works so amazingly well. She just seems to have it all put together. I mean, she seems to have it all together. For some reason, she's lucky in love. So think about what good fortune can do for you in love. Amazing, right? When you start to think about yourself as being lucky in love. And then, you know, in that affirmation voice, I am lucky in love. I am lucky in love. I attract wonderful soulmates. I attract wonderful soulmates. They always want to be with me. They always want to be with me. When you think about your love life and you start to bring in good fortune energies, and yes, there are gods of love. And you can call upon them, hey, is there a god of love hanging around anywhere within so many million miles of me? Please come and help me with my love life. And there are providers of good fortune in love too. And they can guide you. Maybe they'll whisper in your ear when you're about to do something and they're like, please don't do that. I mean, do this instead. And so you can also have these amazing thoughts where your belief system supports you. Your belief system is basically saying you are lucky in love. Almost like the bulb going on in your mind, in your head. Oh my God, I'm actually lucky in love. I always want I always get the guy that I want. These guys, somehow they seem to be interested in me. I don't know why, but it just happens like that. And then you have a spring in your step, and then you're walking around thinking good thoughts about love. And now if we go to the opposite, it's where people think that their boyfriend always cheats on them. They never get anybody who's faithful to them. Their boyfriends are alcoholics. You know what I mean by alcoholic, it's when you're enjoying more than a couple of drinks or a few, and it becomes addictive. So if you're talking of that level of alcoholism or any other habit where women wonder why they even attracted somebody like that. And then they say, oh my God, I am not so lucky in love. I keep attracting all these losers to me. Or I attract these great guys, but they always dump me. Or the men I meet always cheat on me. All of these are negative patterns of energy that a person lives in. A person lives in it and does not feel lucky in love. But with the Good Fortune Show, we want you to connect to the vibrations where you are lucky. Where you are lucky in love, and it's as simple as turning that bulb on in the mind and saying, I am lucky in love. I am lucky in love. So, what is the difference between these two sentences? I am not lucky in love, and I am lucky in love. It's just that not, take it out, N-O-T, take it out of the sentence, and then you're left with, I am lucky in love. Say it often enough, it becomes true. Say it often enough, and it becomes true. And start to see evidence in the energy around you. Suddenly, someone you did not expect will call. It could be after donkey's years, but they will call. I have had people work with me for soulmates who they've not met for 50 years, 60 years. And they call and they want to meet this person. They want that soulmate back because that soulmate made them feel something special. And they want that back. People are pretty clever. And they know what they want. It could have been a smile from that person, it could have been the way he danced. Whatever it is, people, once they've had the best, it's like forget about the rest, right? I've had the best, forget about the rest. And so you go for the best and you call it in. So when people call me and they say, look, I want this person back. I met him 50 years ago. We used to date and then I don't know what happened. Well, they always know what happened. Somebody was careless, right? So they know what happened, but then they're basically saying, I don't know what happened, but I want this person back. And you know what? I helped them do that. I help them get what they want. And each person would have a certain method or process because there are some interwoven karmas involved where a few things came together, some forces came together and separated people. But then we can get the good fortune energy back, and then these people are carried back to these people, the clients, in that good fortune energy. But here we are saying connect to the good fortune energy completely and just think that your soulmate is coming after you in a good way. And he wants you back. So you're basically in the energy of good fortune where you're flowing this thought process that my soulmates want me back. And suddenly you're going to feel a tingling, almost an awareness. Oh, it's true. They do want me back. Oh, it's true. I am lucky in love. Oh, it's true. I always get the man that I want or woman. Oh, it's true. It is working for me. And so all the sad stories go away and the happy stories come forward. And this is what we're talking about, good fortune vibrations, where you actually see these things happening because it's in good fortune vibrations that these things happen. They cannot happen in the opposite of good fortune vibration. And even if somebody does come back in, in unlucky vibrations, then who knows what issues they bring with them and what they want. So when you're in good fortune energy, and let's say somebody goes to the church, I'm just giving an example, and they're praying before Christ, and they're believing that Christ will always bring good fortune to them, that Christ personally supervises their relationships. And this is an example that I'm giving you. Anybody could think of their own God or own belief system and kind of apply this to their own belief system. And they believe that that particular God or master or messenger is going to do well by them, will always have their good vibrations in their, and with their power will help them get what they want. So what now happens is that your belief system is believing this, that you will get what you want through this person, through Christ, or through some other God. And like I said, we are not supporting any religion right now. We're just saying you can do this however you want to with your own belief system. And you can believe that this angel or this God is going to give you what you want. It's like being blessed. You know how they say bestow blessings or something like that? It's like being blessed by this God. And that's what the Good Fortune Show is about. It's about being in that grace, in that blessings energy. It's about being in that place where good things are happening, good gods are giving you what you want. You're always lucky in love, you're lucky in money, you're lucky in this, you're lucky in that. Good things are happening to you. And so then you feel safe and protected, and you don't feel that your marriage is going to go through any issues because it's being protected by very divine good fortune energies. It's going to be the providers of good love stories who are going to be around you rather than the providers of negative love stories who always want drama. There's a set of people, they always want drama. It just has to be miserable for them. Because if they don't have drama, and if there is not enough misery, they don't feel alive. God forbid their life has peace in it. I'm just saying. So the reason I said this is if there is anybody out there who needs the negative drama to feel alive, please don't, because there's enough goodness in this universe slash universes to make someone be happy in good fortune. And they don't have to feel like they're always coping with something, and they need something to cope with, otherwise they are not going to be happy. There are a lot of people who are so busy in situations of absolute, what would I call it? Emergency? Urgency? Urgency. Where something has to be saved. And they live in such levels of anxiety and in such high levels of tension. But they need that to feel good. And if they're just gently resting in a cruise, they don't feel happy. Oh, the oceans are calm. I'm not happy. Oh, life is nice. I'm not happy. All the trees are swaying gently in a very gentle, nice breeze. I'm not happy. Oh, there are flowers blooming everywhere. I'm not happy. Oh, life is good. I'm not happy. Oh, your country is safe. I'm not happy. So then these people need drama to be happy. And then they're busy seeking the opposite of good fortune because then they feel charged up. They feel charged. Like the finger is stuck in some, some source of energy, And it's like they're going through this jangling of their nerves. But then they need that to feel happy because then they think that's life. But the opposite of this is life. Pleasantness, joy, wonderful feelings of bliss, peaceful lakes and ponds, fantastic flowers blooming everywhere, coconut trees swaying. Well, I don't know if they sway, but they're there. And they're busy, their leaves are swaying. And they're busy providing coconuts. And every part of a coconut tree is useful. They're busy providing to humanity. Everybody's providing to humanity. And still the humans are not happy. So here we are, we want to be instruments of good fortune. And if you have the time, do feel free to post something nice on your social media. Anything that you feel would make a person smile. And then once you're an instrument of good fortune, you're going to have more angels and gods working with you. They will be providing you more good news for you to post. So you're basically in good fortune vibrations and good things are happening and you feel wonderful. And yes, please do subscribe to our show. If you like the show, then call other people, ask them to listen to it, feel happy about it, subscribe to the show, post good things, and feel grateful that you actually have the ability to recognize good from bad, and you have the ability to navigate towards good. And then we want to leave you with one more thing, and we just have a few minutes left, and let's talk about the law of increase. The law of increase, where you have one, it becomes two, it becomes four, it becomes eight, it becomes 16, 32, and there you go. Everything starts to multiply, multiply, multiply. And in good fortune energy, you can invoke the law of increase, where you are in a state of increase. So if somebody gets one job, they're offered more and more and more. If somebody makes $50,000 a year, it starts to increase more. If somebody has two clients, it becomes much more. If somebody has one shop, it starts to multiply and become a chain. So everything increases and multiplies. And when we're in the law of increase, then good things are happening to us. I met this person and I basically just gave him $100 for something. I think for some food. I said, treat yourself. And then I don't know what he did, some weird mathematics in his mind, and he said, I need only $40. So I will take only $40 from you. Because this is what he thought he deserved. Because when I listened to his life, all his life, he's not had enough to eat. Or he had very simple meals, very basic. And here I am trying to give him more, basically have a $100 meal, and he cuts it down to 40 himself. I don't know what he did. Some strange mathematics in his mind. And he allocated only $40 for his food. Now, some people may think $40 is adequate. I'm not saying it's not adequate. It's fine. You can have a meal. I'm not saying that. But this is about the next level, correct? A $100 meal vis-a-vis a $40 meal. And here somebody's trying to make you eat a $100 meal. And you're basically putting yourself into the place where, oh, it's okay, I'm just going to have a $40 meal. That's how his mind is. So, without criticizing this person, I'm just bringing to you the fact that you have to allow good fortune to flow in your life. You have to, because when you cut down on what you're going to spend on something, then you're basically saying, this is what I deserve. And then from this deservingness, even when somebody's trying to force this money on you, you're like, no, this is enough. This is what I need. This is all I'm going to have. And I'm saying, okay, fine. He's being honest. I'm not saying he's not being honest. He's being a good guy. But then he's also bringing down his budget or the food that he eats. Correct. He's not expanding on it. He's bringing it down. I'm not saying everybody has to have a $100 lunch every time, all for themselves. I'm talking of one single person. But I'm saying that don't consciously cut down on what you deserve and what you enjoy in the world because it becomes your karma. It becomes the attraction factor. And when we bring the law of attraction to it, basically everybody's creating their attraction factor in that minute, in that second, with every decision that they make, with every belief system that they have of what they deserve. And to know what you deserve, to know that you deserve better, to know that, oh my God, I am amazing. And I deserve all of the goodness that the universe can give to me. So we're going to be working this whole next week, and I hope you consciously work on it, on your amazingness. And from that, create your deservingness. And from that, create what you attract. And from that, keep expanding. Use the law of increase. So if somebody's used to having a $20 meal, bring it up to 30, then 40, then 50, if they're not able to immediately make the jump. But when somebody actually refuses to have to even get for themselves, when somebody's giving them something and they're refusing it. And I'm not saying this person, it's a donation or charity. No, this person worked for me. So I just wanted him to have a good meal, correct? So why refuse that? Why bring what you deserve down? Why not increase it? And so this whole next week, we're going to be consciously working on the law of increase. Let us see what we can attract to ourselves. Let us see what good fortune gods are around us. Let us see which angels are willing to help us. I'm not calling it a test, but basically go out there and, flex your good fortune muscles and try to see how much this next week, because we are going to have the Joyful Manifestation Show coming up this next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will meet to get you into joyful manifestation energy. And, until then, enjoy the rest of the week. I am signing off now. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show. Enjoy the rest of your day.